Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're going to dig into a paper and see what it actually changes for people building or using AI. The paper we're looking at is titled Asynchronous Reasoning, Training-Free Interactive Thinking LLMs, a recent ArcSieve preprint. Why this one? It proposes a training-free way to let language models reason interactively and asynchronously. Basically, multiple steps can unfold without blocking the user, and that could change how teams get multi-step answers. We'll take two angles. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the pain shows up on multi-step tasks. Writing a spec from messy notes, interpreting a dashboard, and then pulling missing metrics or triaging support tickets into workflows. Today, it's a ping-pong with the model. You ask, it answers. You realize it needed two more inputs, then you start over. If you use an agent or a notebook, orchestration is often linear and blocking. The system runs a long chain, you wait, context gets stale, and teammates can't jump in. Latency stacks up because every think step is sequential, and you pay for it in user attention and API calls. What people want is an assistant that can spin up substeps in the background, check in with a quick clarifying question, and merge results without retraining a custom model. That cuts context switching and keeps humans in the loop at the right moments instead of after the whole chain is done.
So if I sum that up, teams are stuck with slow, linear chains that don't match how people actually work, and they want the model to think in parallel, surface clarifications early, and keep moving without a costly fine-tune. Jamie from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two big reasons. First, single-pass prompts hit a wall on long, interdependent tasks. You either cram everything into one huge context or you accept brittle plans. Fine-tuning for better planning is expensive and often doesn't transfer across domains. Second, the tooling has matured. We have reliable function calling, streaming, structured outputs, and lightweight orchestrators that can run multiple reasoning threads concurrently and maintain shared state. With larger context windows and cheaper inference, it's now practical to coordinate asynchronous subtasks, ask targeted clarifications mid-flow, and aggregate partial results, all without training a new model. In short, the stack finally supports interactive stateful reasoning as a middleware pattern rather than a model change. At a technical level, the paper's core idea is to turn reasoning into a set of lightweight parallel threads that don't require a new model. You keep your base LLM, but you wrap it with a small controller that can spawn subqueries, route them to tools or the same model, and aggregate results as they arrive. It's training free. The behavior comes from structured prompts, function calling, and a scheduler, not from fine tuning. Compared to classic chain of thought or self-consistency, which run long linear traces and then vote, this runs multiple partial thoughts asynchronously, lets the user or system ask clarifying questions mid-flight, and merges answers incrementally. Versus agent frameworks, the novelty is the explicit asynchrony plus interactive checkpoints as a first-class concept, so you don't block on a single chain or need a heavy multi-agent stack.
So basically, it's a coordination layer. Instead of one long monologue from the model, you get several small thinking threads in parallel that check in with you and then get stitched together. No retraining, just smarter orchestration. Mark, what would that actually change when you're in a notebook or a shared doc?
In practice, the flow gets less brittle. Today, I ask for a spec. The model writes 1,200 words, and only then do I see it misunderstood a dependency. With this, I click Draft Spec, and it immediately fires off substeps. One thread mines the repo for reference components, another extracts user needs from tickets, another drafts the outline. I'll see a small prompt pop up like, which API version, V2.1 or V2.2? I answer, and only that thread updates. The results land in a side panel as tiles that get merged into the main draft. The friction is mostly deciding which interim outputs auto-merge and which require my approval. You need a little discipline. Name your sources, set review gates for anything outbound, and keep a simple checklist so the team knows what the model will ask.
Got it. Faster small bites with quick clarifications instead of a big reveal at the end. If we apply it to a simple day-to-day task, Mark, what's a good starter case?
A straightforward one is a data analyst investigating a retention dip. You ask, explain the week-over-week drop. The system immediately spins three threads. Fetch core metrics by cohort, check release notes for changes, and scan top Zendesk tags. It asks one clarifying question, scope to EU only, and keeps going. Within a minute, you see partial cards, metrics by segment, a note that pricing toggles changed, and top complaints. You click to accept the metrics card, reject the noisy Zendesk one, and the summary updates live. Instead of five back-and-forth chats, you do a couple of quick approvals, and you're done.
So same question, but the work splits up, runs in parallel, and you only step in when it matters. Let's stretch it. Mark, what about an advanced cross-team workflow?
Think legal plus product reviewing a new vendor contract. You drop the PDF in, tag it as payment plus data processing, and the system launches threads. Extract obligations, compare DPA clauses to our policy, highlight termination risks, and draft questions for the vendor. Legal gets a ping to confirm clause definitions. Product gets a ping to verify API access terms. Each side approves their bit, and the orchestrator compiles a single review packet with highlights, diffs to our template, and a proposed redline email. No one waits on the other. The threads run as inputs arrive.
Jamie, connect that back to the mechanics. How does the paper's asynchronous approach make that reliable instead of chaotic?
Under the hood, you have a controller that manages a task graph. Each thread has a clear contract, expected input, tool access, and an output schema. The controller schedules them concurrently, but with guardrails. For example, the compare clauses thread won't finalize until the extract obligations thread emits a structured JSON. Partial outputs are scored for confidence or completeness, and a lightweight aggregator composes them into a single answer. Human prompts act as interrupts. When a thread requests disambiguation, the controller pauses just that branch. This reduces error propagation because a misunderstanding doesn't poison the entire chain. It's localized to one thread that can be retried or edited.
So, if I put it simply, there's a conductor making sure each instrument plays its part, and if the violin is off, you don't stop the whole orchestra, you just fix the violin. Jamie, let's go under the hood. What does a team need in place, and where are the trade-offs?
Prerequisites: an API-level orchestrator with a queue or event loop, streaming responses, and function calling, a minimal memory store to hold shared state, and structured prompts so each thread knows what to produce. You'll likely run low temperature on execution threads for determinism and a slightly higher temperature on exploration threads. Trade-offs are real. More API calls mean higher cost, concurrency can increase tail latency if you over-parallelize, and you need scheduling policies to avoid thrashing. You also need observability. Per-thread logs, tokens, latency, plus guardrails like per-task timeouts, budget caps, and fallbacks if a thread stalls. The authors point to future work like learning the scheduling policy, better aggregation metrics for faithfulness, and adaptive parallelism based on intermediate confidence.
Translated, you need some plumbing. It'll probably cost a bit more and sometimes take longer wall clock time, but you reduce rework because the model checks assumptions earlier. And you can't run it blind. You need logs, budgets, and timeouts. Mark, what's the setup work on the org side?
First, decide where this lives, in your existing agent orchestrator or embedded in notebooks like Jupyter or Hex. Second, set conventions. Every thread writes structured outputs with sources. Anything outbound to Slack or email needs a human gate, and there's a visible budget counter so people don't click themselves into a surprise bill. Third, logging and governance. Route all thread logs to your observability stack, tag PII flows if legal is involved, and keep a simple playbook for retries versus escalate to human. Finally, train users. Show them the side panel tiles, how to answer clarifying pings quickly, and how to reject approve partials. After 2 weeks, teams get the rhythm, but that first week needs a short Loom video and a cheat sheet.
Great, a bit of discipline, some guardrails, and clear logs, and you get a more faithful multi-step assistant. Let's pause there. Next, we'll look at what the paper reports in terms of benchmarks and how that translates to real teams. All right, Jamie, let's bring it home with what the authors actually report. What did they test? What metrics did they look at? And how did this asynchronous approach stack up against common baselines?
They evaluate on multi-step reasoning tasks. Think math word problems and multi-hop question answering, plus some synthetic workflows that mimic tool-using subtasks. Metrics are the usual suspects. Exact match and F1 for correctness, a faithfulness or consistency score to see if intermediate steps align with evidence, and practical stats like cost and latency, versus baselines like single-shot chain of thought, self-consistency voting, and a standard sequential agent. The asynchronous controller shows modest but consistent gains in final answer accuracy and higher faithfulness, especially on tasks where a mid-flow clarification avoids compounding an early mistake. On cost and latency, there's a trade-off. More API calls increase token usage, but running threads in parallel helps keep wall clock reasonable. In some scenarios, it's neutral, in others a bit slower, but with fewer end-to-end restarts. Caveats. It's a controlled setting with curated tasks and clear output schemas. Results vary by model family and temperature, and the faithfulness metric often uses an LLM as judge, which is informative, but not a perfect ground truth.
So for someone listening, you get a small bump in getting the final answer right, fewer contradictions along the way, and you pay a bit more in tokens and sometimes in time, but you avoid those painful do-overs. Mark, what should teams realistically expect when they try this in their own stack?
Expect some lift, not magic. Day one, it'll feel slower because you're setting up schemas, gates, and logs. Week two, you'll notice fewer restarts and better first drafts on multi-step asks. Cost will tick up from the extra threads, so put a budget per task and surface it in the UI. Latency is workload dependent. If your subtasks hit different data sources, the parallelism helps. If everything hammers the same slow API, asynchrony won't save you. The biggest win is reducing rework. The model asks the one clarifying question that would have blown up the whole chain later.
And to close us out from the field side, Mark, who benefits most right now and who should probably wait?
Teams with real multi-step workflows, research and analysis, legal or policy reviews, product specs, ops runbooks. If you're already using notebooks or light agent tooling, it's a clean upgrade. Add a side panel for partials, approve deny gates, and you're off. If you need sub-second chat for customers, this isn't it yet. The orchestration overhead will show. Also, if you don't have logging and governance in place, do that first. Otherwise, you won't know where your tokens spend or errors are coming from.
Bottom line, this paper turns reasoning into a well-orchestrated, interactive set of parallel steps. No new model needed. Trading a bit of overhead for more faithful, fewer redo outcomes on complex tasks. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.